Today, I'm just sitting here thinking how distracted we become by ease, and how, well, I don't know. I mean, why reject the struggle? I think sometimes we just don't see the beauty in that. This one was like screaming at me somehow, saying, "Use me." I don't know how it got where it was. And it was really small and actually quite see-through. You can't really tell here because it's sitting on top of another fabric. But I placed it there and I thought, well, this is kind of weird. But there was this big long thread hanging out, and that one selvedge side had so much stability that I was able to handle it in some way. Even sort of line it up and continue it with the seam line in the tree trunk. But I'm saying, I kind of twirled that thread around and, silk, as fine as it is, it's so strong, And I wanted to take kind of the shapelessness of it and, use that to continue in a way where it seemed as if something was going to or form from it, something recognizable. And the circle was, of course, for me, the circle is the easiest form to kind of focus on. And it's nice that it kind of echoes the radiating inward circle that I've almost completed there. But how to stitch it down? I thought maybe I would just trace or draw the line of the circle that I wanted it to follow. And I could have done that, and I usually do that, but this time I thought, no, let me challenge myself. Let me imagine the circle and let me see how close and how focused I could be to just create the form, but in a more difficult way. And it was hard to stitch it down. I went very slowly. I wasn't really happy with some of the stitches and the way they were showing, but still, I felt like I was continuing. It's continuing the kind of existence of this little scrap, and it just said, I'm still here, and I wanted to be part of that, and I had no idea, or I still have no idea how I will continue or integrate what just happened into what I was thinking before, or maybe I wasn't really thinking that much. But it's just how it happened, and yeah, I feel good about being able to do this. It's just good practice for me, and I'm just showing it to you today. I'm probably going to take a little time off. I need to gather my thoughts a little bit. I'm a little bit behind in emails, so if you've sent me an email or anything, you might have to wait a couple of days till I get to it. And I plan to start posting more teaching pages and private pages in a week or so. So I'm just going to gather myself. I think I'm all over the place.